Okay, good morning. Today's daf is daf chaf hey. We're going to start on daf chaf dalet amud beis, but 7 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara, by the words Amar Rav, the Gemara now is going to bring a machlokas Amorayim, which cases in the Mishnah, even though the get is pasul, nevertheless the woman is considered a gerusha and she's usher for a kohen. So the hakdama, the reason why what happens here is a concept called reyach haget, literally the smell of a get. There are certain types of gittin that, while they're not valid to affect a divorce, they're enough to ask her to a kohen should either A, her husband die, and therefore she's an almana, nevertheless she still can't marry kohen because of this reyach haget, and also if she's married to a kohen, she's an aches kohen, she's forced to leave her husband. The classic example is given in the Gemara Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, where he gives her a get but says, no, you're divorced, but you still ask her to all others. He doesn't completely sever the relationship. But he says you're divorced, but you can't marry anybody else. So the question is, machlokas rishonim, whether or not this, which is machlokas, the Gra says it's machlokas, whether or not this din is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. The Rambam in Gerushin, Perek Yerlacha Aleph, seems to say this is a din d'rabbanan. The psukim that they rely on at Afei Beis are only the simachlas. But the Gra in Shulchan Aruch, and Avnei Ezra Simakuf Nun, I think it's in Sifkat and Yud, he says that most argue and hold that this is a din d'oraisa. So again, we're talking about the concept of Reyach HaGet. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Kulan poslet makuno. All the cases in the Mishnah, even though the get is pasul, if the husband is a kohen, she's pasul to him now. She can't be married to him. Why? Mishum, because of reyach haget chutz, except min harishon, except for the first case where it wasn't l'shem gerishin at all. That was just the cases where the talmidim were learning how to write to get. There's no reyach haget at all. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says ap harishon nami posel. Even the first case, even the first one, also has a reyach haget. And that also passes the woman from Kahuna. But as the Shmuel Tamei, and Shmuel goes according to Ashita, he's consistent. The Amr Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Kol Makom Sheshanu Chachamim Get Pasul. Anytime the Chachamim use the word Pasul, as opposed to using Eino Get or something more emphatic, Kol Makom Sheshanu Chachamim Get Pasul. It's Pasul. The Get is Pasul, meaning she's not allowed to use this Get to marry somebody else. But nevertheless, Uposel. But it passes her, meaning if she's an Ashes Kohen, she has to leave her husband, and if her husband then dies later, she can't marry a kohen. And also, he says the same concept by chalitza. Anytime it says chalitza psula, as opposed to saying it's not a chalitza at all, just using not as strong a language, that means psula, meaning it wasn't a valid chalitza in that she's now not permitted. She's still not permitted to anybody else. But uposalta minaachin. But nevertheless, she can't do yibum with any of the brothers. What you have to do is have to do another chalitza, a valid chalitza, to get to matter her to the shuk. And b'ma Rava Amri, but in Eretz Yisrael they said b'shmeid Rav Elazar, name Rav Elazar, that when it comes to chalitza, if chalitza is done with the left hand, right, left foot, chalitza like small, the chalitza you're taking off the shoe has to be done with the right foot. Because it says the word raglo, we learn raglo means that it's the right foot. So if it's done with the left foot, so these are cases of reyach chalitza. They smell a little bit like chalitza because they look like chalitza was done. Just a little nuance. It was done incorrectly. All right. So mishmeid Rav Elazar small lila psulos uposlos. If it's done at night or it's done with the left foot, again it's pasul's heard that she's still it's psulos. It's not a valid chalitza in that she cannot marry anyone in the shuk. But uposlos, she's not allowed to marry any of the other brothers. And he says, but katan, if you do it with a katan, the anpilya, or you do it with some sort of sock or some sort of cloth shoe, right? Psulos, those two cases are considered psulos completely, but the ain poslos. And it doesn't possible her from being from the brothers, and she can do yibum with one of the brothers. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring additional shitos now. As to, you know, what we had the first, what we started with is what cases in the Mishnah are considered possible to the kahuna. What cases in the Mishnah are still considered reyach haget? Ziri Amar, Ziri says, no, this is how it goes. Kulon ein poslin. All the cases in the Mishnah, there's no reyach haget. They don't possible her at all. It's completely invalid get. Chutz min ha'achron, except for the last case. Again, the last case where he says, just right for there are two women with the same name, right? Again, I'll decide afterwards. The concept we had over there, whether it's Breira. So, and we're going to be discussing Breira the rest of the daf, pretty much. So, in that case, there's a Reyach HaGet over there, because it's written Lishma, it's written more closely resembles a Get. B'chein Amar Rav Asi, and Rav Asi also says Kulan ein poslin chutz min achron. He also says that they all don't pasul except for the last one. The last one is Reich Haget. It's a get pasul, but nevertheless a pasul served from the kohen. So what does Machlokes Rishonim and what is the shita of Z'iri? So what does Rashi say? Chutz min achron to the chumra amrin and yish breir psula kohen. He seems to be saying that Ziri has a suffix, whether or not we hold Breira or Yesh Breira. So he says, L'chumra, we're going to hold Breira. We have a suffix. We're going to say, this is a Dindar Raisa here. We're going to go L'chumra and say here, we're going to be Choshesh for the concept of Breira. Because if there is definitely Breira, then we would say the get is valid. Because whichever retroactively we're determining which woman was divorced. But if we say the Ain Breira, then the get is not valid. But since we have a suffix, he rules really Ain Breira. But we're Choshesh for Breira just to passel her from Guna. That's what the Rashi seems to say. But the Tosas Rashi says, no, the Ziri holds a Yesh Breira. The Maisa holds a Yesh Breira. So what, if there's Yesh Breira, why is this only a get? Why does this only pass from Kahuna? Why isn't this a valid get? He says, because it only creates a Reyach a get, because by getting we learn from the words, because of law, that law lishma, that you can't rely on Breira by getting. A special rule by getting, that the law has to be determined b'shas k'siva. You can't have a retroactive determination that violates the concept of law. And that's the Sheet of Ziri.
Is Breira a retroactive determination, or once it's determined, we say
Meikara,
that was...
That was the
Nafka Mina.
Right, so make... But
that's what wouldn't make sense. If you say that...
No, you're saying that we've...
No,
it has to be determined. It can't... I see what you're saying, but he's saying that it has to be B'Shas Maisa. It has to... Not halakhically, but reality. Okay. It has to be B'Shas Maisa. Okay. Right, it's the case in the Mishnah. Right, Hayul Shtei Nashim Moshmeim Shavos. Sorry, Amar LaLavlar. He says to the Sofer, Kasuv LeEzu SheErtza Agarish Pasul Agarish Bo. Right, I have two wives.
The first case where it just takes a random one that wasn't written, by the two random names, right, and gives it to her, and we say it's possible she stays with him, right?
Well, according to Ziri, yeah.
No,
they're saying that right now. They were just saying some halakas. Some of them were saying that v'chul. No. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara that we just did. The Gemara started. Amarav. V'chulan. Poslan mikahuna. Chutz min harishon. All three except for the first one. Then Shmuel says even the first one, it passes her from kahuna, meaning all of them have a reyach haget.
Yeah, but she's still married the first husband.
If she's married to a kohen, she has to leave. But that's the only option. Otherwise, she's still married to the kohen, to her husband. But she has to leave a kohen. Reyach haget says to pass her from the kohen, from kumuna. What? Right. So they're explaining what the word pasul means. They're saying it could be it's pasul, but pasul's her from the kahuna. It's not a fully valid get. It's only a reyach haget, which pasul's her from kahuna. What she has to do with the husband, I don't know what she has to do with her husband who's not a Kohen. Maybe she lives with him, or maybe we force him to give her another get. I don't know. Mara doesn't say what you have to do with it. When we get to Pei Beis, I'm sure they'll talk about that. That's a couple of days away. Now, when Rav Yochanan says, Afa Achron Nami Eino Posel. Rav Yochanan says, even the last case is completely an invalid get, and it doesn't even posel her from the Kahuna. Why? Because Rav Yochanan is going to hold, he holds Ein Breira, period. There's no concept of Breira. Unless it was, you can't do anything retroactively. It has to be done at the time. We're going to prove that as the Rav Yochanan Tamei. Rav Yochanan goes according to a Shita. Why? What's the case where we see that Rav Yochanan holds Ein Breira? The Amar of Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Ha'achon shechalku, likuchos hein, umachziron zel zel yovel. You have brothers who inherit land from their fathers. So we say that they are considered lekuchim, as if they bought it from each other, and therefore, since they're lekuchos, therefore when it comes to yovel, they have the same thing of the land going back to the original owner by the time it's yovel. We'll talk about that in a second. But how do you prove that there's no breira there? Because what are the choices? The choices are that they're lekuchos, that they bought it from each other, or the other choices is that we say, no, they didn't buy it from each other, that this is their land, because we retroactively determined that when the father was alive, This would have been what they would have owned. It would have been Breira. If that's the case, then there's no chozer back and forth on Yovel, because it's automatically it was theirs from beforehand. It wasn't a Mekach. It wasn't a Lekuchos. By Rav Yochanan saying that they're Lekuchos, and saying therefore they have to go back during Yovel, he's showing that they didn't. It wasn't retroactively determined that this was their land to begin with. No, at the time of the Misa, they had to buy it from each other. There was no determination back. There's no dating back that it was theirs. Therefore, it's the Kuchos, and you see that he holds that Ein Brera. So, what does it mean, Machzir Zel Zev Yovel? So Rashi says that what happened. What does Rashi say? L'kuchos Ein De Ein Brera De Ikula Meicha Chelak Shenat Al Zeh Hayarol Acha Vechlifu V'Hanin L'kicha. He says V'Chozer Be Yovel. So it's sort of just like it goes back, but it goes back then right away. It goes back to the way they have it. It's chozer meikara. Doesn't mean that, but the smag seems to say this. Smag says that it goes back, and they can redivide it. And mamish goes back, and they have to redistribute the whole thing. Rashi says no, it just goes back in some sort of mechanical way, and then it's redivided the way it was originally. But you see that sort of Rav Yochanan holds that the concept of Ein Brera. So the Gemara is going to ask, okay. So now that the Gemara is going to ask, why does Rav Yochanan have to tell me the din of Ein Brera, A, in our Mishnah, Gabe Get, and it is also by the Achen Shel Chalko. Just say Ein Brera, and I know it. Why does he have to bring his Shita in both cases? Utsricha. And I have to say both memories of Rav Yochanan. The Itmar Baha, if we just had the din of Rav Yochanan telling us the din of Ein Brera only by our Mishnah, by Get, we would say, Baha, Kama Rav Yochanan the Ein Brera, to assume to be in law lishma. We would say, oh no, maybe it's a special din by Gittin, because you need la lishma, like we said by Ziri, that law has to be at the Shas Maisa. But Aval Hasam, but over there we would say Mecher Hud Amar Rachman Lahadar Biyovel Aval Yerusha Matan Lo. But that doesn't apply by Yovel. Things go back in Yovel only if it's sold, but it doesn't apply by Yerusha. So Rabbi Yochanan said, tell me now that this is considered a mecher even in the concept of Yovel. The Iashmi Inan Sada. If he told us the din by Sada, that he only in that case with the Achan Shel Chalku, that's where we would say that Ein Brera. We would say Mishum V'Chumra Inami Katchila. We would say that maybe the reason over there that we say Ein Brera is because there's a mitzvah of Yovel involved. So V'Chumra, we're going to say we want to make sure that everything goes back. And they consider Lukuchos in order to have the mitzvah of Yovel of the land being closer to the original owner. But Inami Kathilo, or because we would say it's only a din by Yovel to go back and forth, because we have a concept again that we want everything to go back, the lands to go back to the ancestral place. But those don't apply by Gittin. Aval Hachal lo, but here by Get those reasons wouldn't apply. Therefore Tzricha, Rav Yochanan teaches both instances and tell us that the reason of both is because of the lack of the concept of Ein Brera. That's why we need both. What do you mean more chumra? Right. L'chumra, I thought l'chumra means that if you don't do it this way, then you completely destroy the concept of the Yovel. That's the chumra. As opposed to Get, you give another Get. You still have Torah's Gittin going on there, but if you don't have them going back and forth during Yovel, then the whole concept of this whole rule in Yovel is decimated. It's gone. That's what I thought it meant. But anyway, we have it a lot of times where the Gemara says lechumra, and we say, wait, if you think about it, you can flip it around. You can flip it around the other way. So, okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask. Gemara has a question because the suffix of Rav Hoshea, and we're going to get into two different concepts of Brera. There's going to be Brera that's Tola El Das Atzmo, meaning the determination, we're going to use the word tonight, but it's really not a tonight, the determination is based on something that he himself has to do, or Tola B'das Acherim, the determination is based on something that somebody else has to do. So in our case, what was our case in the Mishnah? It was the Eish She'Erzeh Garish. It's Tola B'das Atzmo. That's his own thing. He decides, and when he makes a decision, then if you hold Brera, then retroactively the Chalos is Chal. But Tola B'das Acherim, we're going to see other cases where it's not Tola in him. He says, if A this or B this, and the determining factor is determine whether somebody else doesn't. It seems to be a machlokas within the concept of Brera, whether there's a distinction between Tola B'das Atzmo or Tola B'das Acherim. So, Baimene Rav Hoshea, that's just a little introduction, we'll get to that a little later. Baimene Rav Hoshea me Rav Yehuda. Rav Hoshea asks Rav Yehuda. Amar l'lavlar, the husband says to the sofer, Sov le'ezu she'teitzei b'pesatchila. Again, there's two women, two wives, I guess, who have the same name. And the determining factor of which one it's going to be is not who I decide later. Whoever walks through this door first, I'm going to give it to. So you see, that's a case of Tola B'das Acherim. Because it's dependent on it's an external factor that's going to make the decision. Depending on which wife walks through the door first. So Mahu, what's the din? do we say that there is Brera, and therefore when the first one comes out, it's Barer, that for her, the get was written Lishma for her. Or do we say it ain't Brera, and the get is possible because it wasn't written Lishma. So Amalei, so Rav Yehuda said... Yeah, it's written before, same thing as by us. It's written before they walk through the door, and I'm going to give the get. It's going to be given to... Which, Ksov means the Lishma is going to be determined for whichever one walks through the door. They have the same names. They have the same names. So it's written, and whoever walks in through the door first, that's the one I'm going to give it to. Some issues here with the relationship, but you get divorced like that. You're using these to learn out the rules, not necessarily for the concrete cases. So Amalei Tani Tua, what's the question? We learned this in our Mishnah. It's clear in our Mishnah. Mishnah said, yes, Ami Kain. Amar Lelav, Ksov Le'ezer Sher Erzer Garish. Possibly Garish. If he writes... If he says, right, for whichever one I ever want, we have a case of Brera in our Mishnah. Yes, there's different cases of Mishnah. We see from here, they're saying, there's no chilek. It says, right, for whichever one I want, it's Pashal Agarishpa. Alma ain Brera. So you see, there's no concept of Brera. There's no Brera. What are you asking me? We learned it in our Mishnah. There's no Brera. We're like halfway down on Chav Hei Amin Aleph. So the Gemara says, Eishe, wait a second. I'm gonna ask you a question from the Mishnah in Pesachim. A guy says, the deal with the Pesach, Korban Pesach, is that it's only good for those people who are menuya, those people who signed on to the Korban Pesach. If you're not signed on to the Korban Pesach, then you can't hop on. You have to be, if that's eno ochel el menuyav, to those who are signed on to it. So Omer Levonov, Hareini Shochas Esa Pesach, Al Misha Yala Mikam Rishon Rishlayim. Father says to the boys, listen, I want you guys, whoever gets into Rishlayim first, you're going to be considered as if I signed the Korban Pesach to you. You're going to be considered the Menuyav, right? So the Mishnah says, Kevan Shenichnas Rishon, once one of them comes into Yerushalayim, Rosho Verubo, once he starts coming into Yerushalayim, it says, Zocha B'chalko Mazake Etzachav Imo. He becomes the one who's Zocha by the Chalik. We'll get to the last three, four words later in the Gemara. But he becomes the one who's Zocha B'chalko. So you see here by the Korban that there's Brera, because the father said, whoever of you comes in first, and we're assuming that he shechted the Korban Pesach. So he says, whichever one of you come in first is going to be part of the Korban Pesach, and then he shechts the Korban Pesach, and then Reuven walks in. So Reuven is considered as if he was part of the Korban Pesach. So it has to be Brera, because it's retroactively determining who was part of the Menuyah, who was on there. So you see from there that there's Brera. So Amar Lei, Rav Yehuda answers him, Hoshia Brera. Oshir, my son, ma inyam psachem etzel gittin. What's the comparison between our case of gittin and psachem? It's a different case. Ha itmar lo. We already established that Mishnah is Amar Rabbi Yochanan kedei lezarzam b'mitzvos. That case is not a case of brera. That's not a case where really the father had them all in mind, but he just wanted to come. So he's mezarzam as the mitzvos. The post from see from here, you can learn that maybe it's okay to give prizes and stuff like that. And for the educators, they should know that you have to give prizes and things like that to Mizaris people to do the mitzvahs. And maybe at home also, to give you have the checks and then you give the behavior charts and then they give them a prize, right? So kedei lezarz on mitzvah. But really, he put them onto the Korban Pesach to begin with. And the Gemara says dekanami. You have to learn that also. It's meduyik from what the Mishnah says. The Katani, the Mishnah says, Kevan Shenichnas Rishon Rusho Verubo Zaka Bilchelto, and what does it say? Umizakes Achav Imo. If it's all a case of Brera, how would the brothers be part of the Korban Pesach? So Iyamart Bishlama Amnino Meikara. If you say that it's Meduber in the case where he was Menmanes all of them on the Korban before the Shechita, so then Shapir, while the rest of the brothers can eat the Korban Pesach. Eli Iyamart Delo Amninu. If you can tell me that he didn't put them all onto the Korban Pesach, La'achar Shechita Mikam Mismanu. How can they be put on? Oh, the first brother walks in, and now all the brothers can eat. But they weren't part of the Menuyim. So therefore, he says, "V'hatanan." But learn in the Mishnah, "Nimnenu Moshin Yadayim Menu Atcha Yishachit." You could be added and take yourself off of the specific Korban Pesach up to Shashrita. But after the Shrita, you can't be part of it. So if the other brothers who didn't come in first are eating it, it has to be that's a case where the father had in mind to put them on the Korban Pesach to begin with, and now this whole thing is just to be mizaris them to mitzvah. So the Gemara now adds, Tanya Namihachi, a similar case learned in a Brisa, Maisa, there was a Maisa Nahayu, this whole thing, V'kadmu banos lebanim, and the daughters got there first. V'nimtzu banos zrizos levanim shvelim, and we see over there that the banos were considered as zrizim, and the banim, the sons, were considered as salim. But it doesn't say that they weren't able to eat it. They were able to eat the Korban Pesach. They just lost out. They lost out the prize. The daughters were considered. They were the apple of the father's eyes now because they got there first. So now we're going to get into the whole concept of Tol B'das Achayim, Tol Asmo. If you look, the case of our Gemara, the case of our Mishnah, case of our Mishnah is Tol B'das Asmo. The case that they asked, Amar Lav, whoever walks in first, is Tol B'das Achayim, and the case of Korban Pesach is also Tol B'das Achayim, if it was Breira, whichever one walks in first. It's not up to me, it's up to somebody else. So Amar Abaye is, Kabay Mine, Rav Osha asked Rav Yehuda if there's Breira. What case did he ask? He asked from a Tol B'das Achayim, meaning he asked from a case of Tol B'das Achayim. Is in case of Tol B'das Achayim, do we say Breira? The Tol B'das Achayim was, Le'ezah Shetetze B'Pesach Tchilu, whichever one walks in first. That's dependent on other people, not dependent on me. Right? The Kapashitle, and then he answers that there's no Breira from our Mishnah, which was Tol B'das Atzmo, which is Le'ezah She'Ertze Agaris, was our Mishnah's case. Which was everyone I want. That's Tola B'das Atzmo. It's dependent on his own das. But Hadar Mosivla, and then he answers him, and then Rav Osha then goes and asks on the answer of Rav Yehuda from the case of Psachim, in Psachim, which was what? Hatola B'das Achayim. Rav Osha says it's incongruent. There are two different things, cases going on here that are going back and forth. So first comes Rava. Rava says, what are you talking about? I'm a Rav Makushya. So what's the issue? Dilma Mad Isle Breira, whoever holds a Breira, Lo Shna Tola B'das Atzmo, Lo Shna Tola B'das Achayim. Islay Breira. He says, across the board, Breira is Breira, retroactive determination, period. Doesn't matter who it depends on. If you did, you can decide something retroactively. Umanda Leslay Breira, and whoever holds that there's no Breira, he holds, Lo Shna Tol B'das Atzmo, Lo Shna Tol B'das Achayim, Leslam Breira. There's no chilik whether or not it's Tol B'das Atzmo, Tol B'das Achayim. There's no concept of Breira. So, just quickly, we look in Rashi, what's the Havamina to say that there's a difference between Tol B'das Atzmo and Tol B'das Achayim? So, Rashi in the Dira Maso Amar Abaye, he says, a couple of lines down, he says, Dilma tolu b'das atzmo les lambrera, demita asti b'reisha gila b'daito shai poseach al shtei se'ifim. When you're tolu b'das atzmo, you haven't made up your mind yet. I'm going to decide, I haven't made up my mind yet. Still on me, I'm as if I'm walking through two separate entrances. I'm putting myself here, I'm putting myself there, I'm Tol B'das Atzmo. I said, if this happens, I'll make the determination later. But, he's already decided in advance, this is the way it's going to be, but I'm not making the deciding factor, someone else is going to make the final decision. So he basically gave up his decision-making rights. Maybe you can say there the concept of Breira. That Rashi says that may be the chiluk. Okay, so that was Rava's answer. Rava's answer was that if you hold Ein Breira, you hold Ein Breira. If you hold Yesh Breira, you hold Yesh Breira. There's no chiluk whether or not Tol B'das Atzmo, Tol B'das Achayim. So now Rav Marshishia is going to say, what are you talking about? I'm going to bring you a case where a person splits. And says in one case, by Tol B'das Achayim, he says Ein Breira, but by Tol B'das Atzmo, by Tol B'das Atzmo, Ein Breira, and Tol B'das Achayim, Yesh Breira. So your answer, Rav, is going to be no good. Then the Gemara is going to reinterpret that person's Shita so that you'll see that there's nobody who makes the split. So Amalei Rav Marshishia L'Rava. Rav Marshishia asks Rava, how Rav Yehuda, but we have Rav Yehuda, the Tol B'das Atzmo left Lesley Breira, by a case which we're going to see, if it's Tol B'das Atzmo, there is no Breira, but the Tol B'das Achayim is Le Breira. But in the case where it's Tol B'das Achayim, he will hold that there is Breira. And if that's the case, then Abaye's Kash is good. Why are you going back and forth in the Shakla V'Tarya? So what's the cases? Where do we find the cases of Rabbi Yehuda? So Tol B'das Atzmo less Le Breira, the case of Tol B'das Achayim, Tol B'das Atzmo less Le Breira, is this case. The Tzanya, we learn in a Braisa. Halokeach Yayin Mibein HaKusim. Okay, you have a person who bought wine from the Kuthians. Okay, so we're assuming here now that the Kuthians are actually Gerim. Their stuff is, because if they weren't true Jews, you can't buy wine from them because it's Stam Yenom, or maybe even Ayinesim, you can't buy it. So we're assuming that they were Geri Emes. But nevertheless, they were Choshesh for Chumas and Maisers, that they didn't take off the proper tithes. So Halokeach Yayin Mibein HaKusim. If you buy wine from a kusim, they're choser, they're not mafreshin, shumas, or maisos. And now, the case is you want to drink from the wine. The only problem is you don't have any kalim to separate the right amounts of wine out. You can't pour it anywhere. So what do you do? I got this big jug, shalom zacher, time to drink, but I have nothing to do, I can't separate shumas or maisos. What? Or Shabbos. You can't do anything. You can't, right, Shabbos is a different reason, but Shabbos, even if you have the kalim, you can't do it, because you can't be metakim. So Omer, he says, what does the guy do? The guy says, Shnei Lugin, two Lugin from this barrel, Shani Asid Lahafrish, that I'm going to in the future separate when I have Kalim. Hare Heng Truma. Those are Truma Gedola. Alright, that's on all the Chavis. And then Asara, the ten Lugin, a bit additional are going to be, that's going to be Maisa Rishon. Tosa, it's not 10 exactly, it's really 9.8. Because once you take off a 10, it's only 10% of that what's left. Okay? Vasara Lugin, Vasara Maisa Rishon. 10 Lugin are going to be Maisa Rishon. And another Tisha Maisa Sheni. And 9 are going to be taken over for Maisa Sheni that I have to bring to Yerushalayim or to be poed to them. But with the Maisa Sheni, could be Mechal onto coins. Right, umechal b'shoes miyad. With the ma'aser sheni, you can say this is ma'aser sheni. You can put the kedusha onto dami. So if you're holding a breira, if there's another way out, you're supposed to do it that way. So he puts. But when it comes to the truma gedola and the ma'aser rishon, he's going to separate the trumas and ma'asers later, and then it's going to be retroactively. We're going to say that this was the portion that he separated earlier. So that's the case of breira. And what's this the case of breira? Tov las atzmo. It's dependent on himself. There's no one else involved. Right, ushos miyad, and then he's allowed to drink it. That's divrei Rabbi Meir. That's what Rabbi Meir says. But Rabbi Yehuda, who's our guy we're talking about, Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Yosef Shimon, Osrim, they aser. Why? Because they're going to hold ein breira. So even when he's mafresh the yayin from the shnei lugin later on, he can't drink them because that's not hafrashas truma. You can't do it. B, if you do it later, you can't drink it. You drink trumas. It's machlokas whether or not how you have to do it, because the truma of Maisa is supposed to point that the truma that's in this area is considered truma. And how do you do it here? So there's a machlokas on exactly how it goes about. But you see from here, for our purposes, Rav Yehuda holds that by Tola B'das Atzmo, there's no Breira. Okay, that's point one. So that's the case of Tola B'das Atzmo. The Gemara says that Rav Yehuda says Ein Breira by Tola B'das Atzmo. So now, what's the case of Tola B'das Achirim? What happens? We have a Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel, right? It talks about a chola, a very ill person, who gives a get to his wife. And he says to her, Hareza Gitech, this is your get, me'achshav, from now, point A, im amos mecholi zeh, if I die from this illness. So if the husband actually dies from this illness, it's mizbara that the isha is migureshes l'mafreya, from point A, she's divorced, from mishas nesinus aget. And the Mishnah there says, mahi ba'os me'yomen. So what's her status during those in-between days? It's point A where he gives her the get, point B when she dies, and retroactively she's divorced on point A. So what's her status in those in-between days? Mahi ba'osun yomin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, harehi ke'eshes ish l'chol dvarah. She's considered a full-fledged married woman during that time. So if her husband was a Kohen, she's allowed to eat truma, like she's an eshes Kohen. If she was Mazana, and she's an eshes Kohen, so or she's Mazana, she's chayav misa. And so the Gemara is medayik that Rabbi Yehuda's din is only said by those osu yomim between the sinas aget and misa sambal. But he doesn't post, he's not possible the get itself. There's a tanai here that was over here. He's not possible in the get. He only wants to know what her status was in between. Right? But he doesn't say this is a get la'achar misa. He says, huvra dovelim afreya, that she was divorced at point A. This is and what is this? This is tolav das acherim. Who's the acherim? The acherim is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who decides whether or not you live or not. So this is a case of Tola B'das Achirim, and Rabbi Yehuda is not choshes that whether that's a bad get. He says it's a valid get. So you see that Yesh Breira by Tola B'das Achirim. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Harei Yike Eishas Ishtachot Vareha, L'chimayis Havagita, and after the Mises HaBaal, the get is Chalim Afreya. And therefore you see Yesh Breira, because it's a Mizbarer, that he was Roy to die from this Choli further back. So the whole Machlokas over here is, what's the difference between Breira and Tanai? Well, maybe this is just a Stama Tanai. I have a Tanai that this is your get if I die. If you have a lot of cases of Tanai. So Rashi here says, one second, find it to say it correctly. Okay, Rashi says on Chafei Amid Beis that he says, in the Dira Matzah L'chimisa Havegita, a little further down and towards like the third to last small line, Tala Hatanai B'das Misha Mesu B'chayev Tulim Bok Shemes Arminim Huver Dovin L'Mishas Tassin Aroy L'Moskol M'seh Rai Havelei Get Me Hayushaita Sha'amunas Kein Masu V'Ein Zeh Kishar Tanayim. He doesn't say this is not like other Tanayim, Sha'odam Masnet B'get Sha'biyodol L'Kaimam. Rashi seems to indicate the difference between Tanai and Breyer is that if it's something that's dependent upon me, on my actions, then that's a Tanai. I'm going to give you the get if I don't, this is your get if I come back within 30 days. It's on me. This is something that I can do. This is going to be a get if I give you 200, if you give me 200 zuz. But if it's, right, but if it's, but Breyer is it, but it's not biyado. It's not something that he can decide. It's not even within his power. That's considered, you're probably going to answer Ramban's question.
So if I say you divorce, I can't arrange tomorrow. That's Breyer, that's not a Tanai?
Right, so that's, Ramban starts asking those questions. You have all these questions. Ramban says according, right, so the Ramban says all those cases, with the Shchiv Meira and all these other cases, those only go according to Amar Rav Yesh Breyer. So that doesn't seem, so Ramban gives his own teretz. So Ramban says that the chilik between, the chilik is whether you're master in one thing or two things. Meaning, if you say, he says, le'ezhe setetzeh b'pesach chila. So he's, it's ozeh ozeh. Either this will happen or that will happen. That's considered breira, right? The classic case is he puts in two eir t'chumim and says, if the chacham comes from this side, that's the eir. If the chacham comes from this side, that's the eir. So it's either this one or this one. That's considered breira. But also the shnei lugin. He says it's two lugin. It's either this lug or that lug. It's not one. It's two possibilities. That's considered breira. But if he just says that one thing, like if it rains tomorrow, that's considered. You know, even if it rains or it doesn't rain, even if you go flip back and forth, it's still one. It's one thing. So there's a couple explanations about how that works. I saw it in the Eretz HaTzvi in the middle. Rav Shechter says it's in the middle of a different, completely different discussion. He brings down the Gemara in Gittin about the sugya of breira. So he says, he basically asks on our case. Our case was Hanosa Geli Ishto Sheyochel Sha'achas Kodem Misaso. We would dine with them breira. Why is that breira? Based on what we're saying now, that seems to be like Tanai. So he says, he goes Hagdara breira. This is what he says based on the Ramban. Hagdoras breira hainu hecha de ofe hachalos en mavur kais. How the chalos is going to come about, we don't know yet. Is it going to come about because the chacham is going to work in through gate A, or is it going to come about because the chacham is going to walk in through gate B? We don't know how the chalos is going to find out. But right, so manda amar ein breira iyev shalomer b'zeshu huvra adav l'mafreira. We can't decide l'mafreira retroactively how the chalos is going to come about, but. But that's not. El dafke hechas she ikar ofei chalos kvar mover me achshar amasha nishar bilti mavur who im tiskayim achalos. That's what we say breira. That's what we say tonight. Tonight means that the chalos is chal. The question, the chalos. We know how the chalos is going to come about. He's divorced. I'm divorcing her. I'm anas. I give her 200 zuz. But we don't know whether the chalos is going to be chal. You have to be mekayim tonight. We know how it's going to be. We don't know whether. That's the difference. How and when it's going to take. How or when it's going to take place. That's what we can say. Huvar dov ma breira. But if we don't know at all how the chalos is going to take place, we don't know whether it's going to be this lug of wine or that lug of wine. That's considered breira, and that doesn't work. So he says, in our case, we said the guy says, "This is your get. I'm going to, if I die from this choli, that seems so. It's going to be your get, and the question is only when. So he says, Rav Shechter proves that the chiddush is that by getin, by gerishin, that the zman is part of the chalos. Actually, the zman is actually part of it, so therefore that falls into the definition, according to Ramban, that falls into the definition of breira, in that we haven't determined yet how the chalos is going to be chal. But again, if the only thing that we're worried about is, when it's going to be chal, meaning if A happens, then it's going to be chal, then that's a tanai. But if we're trying to figure out how it's going to take place, then that's considered breira, and it doesn't work. According to my number, says ain breira. There's a lot more to talk about that, but that's just a little thing. The shitas on Haramban. So that's now. So now what we just saw, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he splits between Tolom Adas Atzmon and Tolom Adas Achirim. So that goes against what Rabbi said. Rabbi said, "Abai, you have no kasha because." You have Akasha because it's across the board. Yesh Breira Ein Breira, but here we see it's not across the board. Rabbi Yehuda splits it. So, and now, and the Gemara adds another thing against Rabbi. He brings the sheet of Rav Shimon. And Amalei Rav Marshishi LaRava, also Rav Shimon, the Tolu B'das Atzmon Les Le Breira, he holds that Tolu B'das Atzmon is no Breira, but he holds that Tolu B'das Achirim is Le Breira. But he says, if it's Das Achirim, there is Breira. One of the cases, Tolu B'das Atzmon Les Le Breira, it's the same case of Rabbi Huda, because Rav Shimon was one of the Bar Paluktas by the Shnei Lugin cases. He held that didn't work. So you see there, again, that was a case of Tola Bidas Atzmo, then there's no Breira. And what's the other case? And Bidas Achirim Islam Breira. The case of Das Achirim, he does have Breira. The Sanya, because we learn it in Abraisa. Hareini Bo Aleich, I'm going to have beer with you from Shem Kedushin. But he makes it tonight, Al Menashe Yirtza Abba. Only if my father agrees to these Kedushin. Right? So the Tanakhama says, Afo Pisha Lo Ratza Av. Even though the father didn't agree, didn't acquiesce to the Kedushin, but still Mikudeshes. He's still Mikudeshes because the person doesn't do his Bia Bia's Nus. There's no concept of Breira here. This Madama says there's Ain Breira. She's Mikudeshes. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Rav Shimon Ratza Av Mikudeshes, Lo Ratza Av Ain Mikudeshes. You see here that it wasn't, why is this a Tanai not a Breira? I don't know. He sees here it's not Mikudeshes. So he was Makadesh, he was Tola the Maisa Biyah Badasa Chayrim. And you see that only if the father, see, according to Rashi it works, because it's not Biyah though. According to Rashi it works, it's Biyah the father to decide whether or not that's the, I saw that they start talking about the Chilukim when it comes to Kiddushin and Gittin, and I just didn't get all the way through. But the Gemara is assuming that this is a case of Breira. It's Tola B'das Acherim, and Rabbi Shimon here says that Tola B'das Acherim is the concept of Breira. If the father decides that it's no good, or retroactively, this is not considered a Bia for Kiddushin. So, brought down here, the Halacha, so that they say now, what about somebody who has... somebody who wants to marry a woman and the father doesn't agree, doesn't like the shidduch. So maybe you can prove from here that only if you make the tanai, making it dependent on your father, doesn't matter. Otherwise the mitzvah that you have to marry somebody overrides the mitzvah of kibbut avayim. Others said that maybe that's true, but that's only if it's not going to bring a pagam into the family. If you marry someone that's going to bring a pagam into the family, then that might be a problem. What's considered pagam? That's very subjective. But the mother will always say, "Oh, he's ruining the family," but that's very subjective. There's also machlokes whether or not this applies if a girl is marrying a guy, whether she has to listen to the father if he says no, because she doesn't necessarily have the mitzvah of pru revu, and therefore she doesn't necessarily have the mitzvah to override kibbut avayim. Just a little tidbit. Okay, so now we have the problem, because Rabbi said Breira across the board, Yesh Breira, Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, Ein Breira. And Abai said, no, there's going to be a difference between Tolas Atzmo, Tolas Acherim. We proved that from Rabbi Yehuda and from Rabbi Shimon, and therefore our whole Shlach of Attire that we started off with doesn't make sense going back and forth to the different cases. So Gemara says, Amrle, Rabbi answers, no. Dein the Rabbi Yehuda, Dein the Rabbi Shimon, Lo Shna Tolas Atzmo, Velo Shna Tolas Acherim. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference with Tolas Atzmo, Tolas Acherim, Islahu Breira. They hold the Breira. Period. They hold a Breira. So what's the problem? What's the problem by the Shnei Lugin case? Why can't he do it there? Why can't he just say whatever's going to be in the future? He says, well, Hassam, it's a totally different machlokas. Hassam ki d'katani taima. We learned the reason over there. Amru lo, they said to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, who said that, right, L'Rav Meir, they said to Rav Meir, how do you matcha them to drink the wine and saying that you're going to be mafresh it later? Iyatamod shemi yibaka hanod. Maybe after he drinks the wine, the flask is going to break. And all the rest of the wine is going to be flying all over the place. And in the end, you never were mafresh Truma Meiser on this. And now you drank wine that didn't have Truma Meiser was taken off from it. It's Shema Yivaka and Nova. Nimsa Jashosa Tvala Namafreya. The Mafreya. Then you were drinking Tevel all this time. You got to be worried. The flask is going to break. You have to drink the wine. Sometimes you can't hold on to the flask. It's going to break. So Amar Lahem, so Rameir says, Lisha Yivaka. You're right, maybe that will happen, but I'm not choshish from this, because it's not a double matzah that the flask is going to break. But right, but he's close. When he's namesake, it's less than a mute. It doesn't break. The flask, it's a big barrel. It's not going to break. Therefore, so you see from here that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who are cholik and Rav Meir, and said you can't drink the wine. The reason why the Cholok can say that you can't drink the wine is not because they hold of Ein Breira B'Tolah B'Das Acherim. They hold of Yesh Breira across the board. But here is a completely different reason, because of Shema Yivaka Hanod. But really, they can't be Mechalik, and therefore Abaye's question is not valid, and therefore the Shach L'Batari that we started to begin with about the question of Rav Oshia, about L'Lavlar, that Rav, it's legitimate to ask, and Rav's answer is fine, because Tanitua, the answer is from a Mishnah, Ein Breira, Ein Breira. Okay, have a good day. Oh, yeah.